text, web science snippets, Carolyn Pialat.
Exoplanets are planets just like the planets in our solar system, but they orbit around other stars, such as the stars you can see in the sky.
Louise Wellbanks.
I think it's very important to study them because it gives us context to our place in the universe.
The planets come in a much, much more diverse range of properties than just what we see in the solar system.
I see astrophysics and searching for exoplanets as intrinsically exploratory. We want to understand everything about the universe and the type of objects that are out there.
It tells us whether Earth is special, whether the solar system is special, and it's like a family tree. We're populating it and seeing the little branches and seeing which planets are closer to us, which ones are cousins, which ones are our relative.
Now we are able to search for atmospheres just like the atmosphere of the Earth, but around other small rocky planets, around other stars.
With so many exoplanets out there, it really depends on what questions we want to answer.
Are we going to be focused purely on rocky planets, or should we expand our search to larger planets which could also be potentially habitable?
One of the things that I'm really excited about is learning about a new type of planet that we have evidence for that's called the water world.
Nikomadhisoghin.
We theorized the existence of these worlds which are mostly water dominated.
We don't see the surface of these planets. So everything we can see about the surface, we infer from looking at the atmosphere.
You can actually detect atmospheric features in this planet.
I am particularly very excited to see if there's any underlying behavior in our population of planets. Are they linked by some sort of rule? Is there a rule for how planets work?
It's like the Holy Grail is our way or not. So for the longest time, we weren't sure if Webb was actually going to answer that question.
On Earth, our concept of life changes depending on cultures, depending on history. So I am certain that by the end of the lifetime of JWST, we will have a different idea of what life means. And Webb will help inform that.